Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here we go. Penultimate workday of the week. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? We are almost to Friday.
Yeah, you guys are not going to believe what happened.
What happened?
What happened?
I woke up this morning.
And?
It's Thursday.
Today is Thursday.
Well, so far, that is very believable.
What do you have?
Well, I've brought you the greatest gift of all.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Loud early morning.
Early morning.
Entertainment.
Well,
or late afternoon.
Entertain me.
It's showtime.
It is indeed showtime. Here we go. Getting underway for Thursday. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. I didn't sleep really well last night. I hope that doesn't affect my performance on the program. I had some of the weirdest dreams last night. That's strange how that happens, just come out of nowhere. Here's how you join me and be a part of the conversation today. Just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307. My email address remains very simply bob@1063word.com. We ought to talk about that some today, Moneypenny. Weird dreams that people have and where they come from. Now, you know, the shrinks will tell you that experiences that you have during the day somehow remain buried in your subconscious. But then they get in there and they get, you know, into the mix master of your brain and they get all twisted and turned around and they come out really bizarre. So I wonder if that happens to Nancy Pelosi. Probably not, because what happens to her during the day in real life could never be replicated in a dream because she's so delusional to begin with. Let's start with Madam Pelosi today. This from Breitbart. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi falsely claimed Wednesday. When has she truthfully claimed anything? When has she accurately claimed anything? House Speaker Nancy Pelosi falsely claimed Wednesday that Democrats have never denied that there is a crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border. In other words, they never said, oh, what Donald Trump is saying is not true. There's no crisis on the border. A statement directly contradicted by words of multiple party leaders just months ago. Speaking yesterday in the Capitol Visitor Center during her weekly press conference, where she meanders and rambles and loses her train of thought, and stumbles and stutters and giggles. Wicked Witch of the West. Well, let me just say this. We have never not said that there was a crisis. Oh, yeah? Does Pelosi, in the alternate world that she lives in the alternate universe space that she occupies, think that things like, oh, say, YouTube don't exist? 14 February, 2019, Pelosi.
And we'll review our options, but it's important to note that when the president declares this emergency, first of all, it's not an emergency.
So on the 14th of February, when the president says there's an emergency, there's a crisis on the border, it's important to note, Pelosi said, there is no crisis. There is no emergency on the border. God. Pelosi's remarks bear a stark contrast to what the House Speaker and other Democrats have previously said about the situation of the border, referring to it as a manufactured crisis by President Trump. during a joint press conference in January, and I just played to what she said in mid-February, Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer accused the president of using, quote, the backdrop of the Oval Office to manufacture a crisis, stoke fear, and divert attention. Mm-hmm. And now her story is, we have never said there was a crisis. Never said there was not a crisis at the border. Holy cow. You know, I mean, what do you do with somebody like this? But I guess, you know, the people in Mission Hill District and or wherever she represents in San Francisco are perfectly happy with her representing them in Washington. Did I repeat the key word for this hour? Oh, no, I didn't repeat the key word, did I? Let me go ahead quickly and do that. Keyword for this hour in the $1,000 bankroll contest, wing, W-I-N-G. They're good to eat, in the plural. Texter, in on the text line, using the keyword in a sentence, I wonder if Bobby Mack is going to stay on point today, or is he just going to wing it? Not bad. Not bad. That'll do. Text it to 72881. Get your name in the hat for the $1,000 bankroll contest. Oh, we're not done with Pelosi. No. That was what she said yesterday. We never said there was no crisis on the border. Except in the sound bites that Bobby Mack plays on YouTube that proves me a liar. A lying liar. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi today urged members of the Trump family, White House staff, and administration officials to stage an intervention for President Trump after claiming again that he had a temper tantrum a day earlier. During her weekly press briefing, Pelosi, Demon Rat, California, was asked about the contentious and short meeting at the White House yesterday among her, the president, and Chuck Schumer, originally slated to discuss a potential bipartisan infrastructure deal. Now, you recall, minutes before the meeting, Pelosi accused the president of being engaged in a cover-up with regard to the Russia investigation. Is that what it's in regard to? I've never heard anybody said what the cover-up ostensibly was about. How can you cover up a previously released report that they spent 2 years compiling with nothing but a bunch of Hillary and Obama supporters on Mueller's team, by the way, and $30 million to come up with zero, zip, zilch, nada, nothing? And now Trump is trying to cover that up? Why? Jeez. Trump did not stay in the meeting with the Democrat leaders for more than several minutes and blasted Pelosi's comments moments after. We played to the soundbite from the president yesterday, and it was a classic slapdown. The president stormed out, pounded the table, walked out the door. Another temper tantrum. Again, I pray for the president. I wish that his family, the administration, and his staff would have an intervention for the good of the country. She said the president's so-called temper tantrum was not the reason that he left, and it was an excuse for him to do that. Well, then why did you give him the excuse, Nancy? You're going to meet with the president, supposedly to discuss infrastructure, and half an hour before the meeting, you accuse him of staging a cover-up. You know, their desperation is so telling. So telling. But, you know, let's hope they keep going in exactly the same direction. I hope they go ahead with the I word, with impeachment proceedings. That would encourage Trump voters, November 2020. Take a quick break here and then be right back. 16 after 3 here on the Bobby Mack Show on Thursday. We go to the phones and I catch up with the text line when we come right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Excellent.
Little Stevie Wonder in the background, Vera Superstitious. Of course, here on the Bobby Mack Show, we're not superstitious. Because, of course, being superstitious is bad luck. Right. 321 here on the Bobby Mack Show. The president, for his part today, responding. You notice yesterday, too, they get a buzzword in their news copy, and all the alphabet networks and the Clinton News Network and or the Caucasian News Network, I guess it is, since they've been accused of having so few people of color over there, BSNBC and all the rest. The president stormed out of the meeting, and all of them with the same description, stormed out of the meeting, stormed out of the meeting, stormed out of the meeting. The president tweeting this morning, I was extremely calm yesterday in my meeting with Pelosi and Schumer, knowing that they would say I was raging, which they always do, along with their partner, the fake news media. Well, so many stories about the meeting use the rage narrative anyway, fake and corrupt press, the president tweeted. And he's right. He's absolutely right. In on the text line, Bob, this is Greg from Spartanburg. I truly believe that Nancy Pelosi is going through some type of trauma. She is an older person, a little touch of dementia there, but she's always been this way. So maybe she's just plain wacko. I think you're close to the mark on that. Bob, dreaming about Nancy in lingerie again? Bobster? No, the weird dreams last night did not include that one. Thank God. Bobby, Pelosi is a serial liar who challenges the sanity of us all. Pelosi says she is praying for the president. Nancy Pelosi would burst into flames if she started praying, but what God is she suggesting her godless liberals pray to? That would be the state. State is their new god. Speaking of interventions, Bob, I hear there's a Biden family member in need of one. Bob, you know the Democrats love to accuse others of what they are doing. Is this why Nancy sabotaged the meeting beforehand because they weren't prepared? Bobby, this conspiracy, so-called, is about nothing. Just like Seinfeld. Yeah, it's true. Hey, Bob, anybody remember Obama kicking over podiums and kicking open doors with his temper tantrums? Was he storming out? And don't forget, you know, riding a girl's bike. Yeah, with his little bell on the front. Ding, 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 ding. And his cute little helmet. And his man jeans. Yeah. Bobby, wouldn't it be awesome if somebody filmed these meetings so we could prove what a lying sack of you-know-what these Democrats are? Bob, what's up with Trump's financial stuff? Heard the banks were ordered to turn his financial statements over. Yeah, an Obama-appointed judge in New York has done that. Appeal is on the way. Bob Pelosi said that Trump's comment about her cover-up was not a reason but an excuse. Somebody should explain to Nancy, reason and excuse are synonymous. You are correct. In fact, if you look up synonyms for reason, one of them is, well, you know. You know, Bob, the more I listen to her, the more I want to smack her right in the nose, but I'm afraid she wouldn't feel it. I believe that the Republicans should get together, and during a press conference she's having, Republicans should do an intervention on her. That would be fun to watch. To the phones we go, beginning with James, who is in Taylor's. Hi, James, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Hey, Bob, how's your day going?
So far, so good.
I agree. You mentioned cover-up. And what they would go for Trump, what is he trying to cover up? Well, for the last year and a half, 2 years, we've heard of impeachment every day, every hour.
Yep.
Impeach, impeach, impeach. And I'm either stupid or I don't get it. Bob, can you please explain to me, no one, every time they mention the word impeachment, they never say for what?
Yeah. What are their grounds for this alleged impeachment, which the Constitution defines as high crimes or misdemeanors. This moron Amash the other day, I guess his grounds are he read the Mueller report, and what he read into the Mueller report is enough for him to impeach the president who represents his own party. What a twit.
Did no one tell him the Mueller report's over?
Apparently not.
Hey, you have a great Doral day, and I tell you what, Bob, how much more of this insanity, because the only time I rage and go mad is listening to this insanity that they're trying to push
I know it.
On the younger people that are stupid enough or gullible enough to buy into it, and I just don't know. I mean, being a redneck from South Carolina, how much can you take?
Well, bear in mind, James, because this affects all of us in the same way. You know, our initial reaction is to be outraged at the stupidity and the pure politicalization of all these attacks. You know, the job of Pelosi in Congress is to pass legislation. It's not to conduct never-ending investigations. But bear in mind, despite what the media tries to convince us of on a daily basis, there, I think, are substantially more of us out here who look at this stuff as the lunacy it is rather than Pelosi and Schumer's version of truth, justice, and the American way.
Sounds great to me. Two putts, Bob. Two putts.
Appreciate it. Yep. Fairways and greens.
Take care.
James, appreciate it. Good to have you here. 28 after 3 here on the Bobby Mack Show. This just in. And the Democrats at it again. Lawmakers have reached agreement in principle to approve billions of dollars in aid for regions hit by natural disasters, leaving out the border money that the White House wanted. This according to Senate Appropriations Committee Chairman Richard Shelby, Republican of Alabama. Shelby made the announcement today, this afternoon. The package expected to have a price tag of just over $19 billion. Congressional Democrats and Republicans, as well as the White House, have signed off on the deal in principle. So, you know, more of the same. Same old story. Patrick's ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side, coming up on 3:29 here on the Bobby Mack Show. When we come back on the other side, you may have heard some social media threats going around. Non-specific churches had been threatened. We got the latest on that, and we'll give you that update from the Oconee County Sheriff's Office and the Phibbies on the other side. 3:29 here on the Bobby Mack Show on Thursday.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Uh-huh, yeah, okay, fine. I see what you did there, Moneypenny.
Bob McLean.
Talking about having weird dreams last night, so she comes right back with the Eurythmics, of course, and Sweet Dreams would be nice to have. It was truly weird last night. I don't know where this came from, other than I had not slept well the night before, as I mentioned yesterday, because of some nocturnal noises coming from the couple of acres of woods behind Stately McLean Manor, and little Miss Megan wanting to go outside and track down whatever it was, because she's a terrier. You know, that's what terriers do. I don't blame her for being a dog. That's what they do. But I figured I'd sleep pretty well last night, and I usually use a little melatonin to kind of take the edge off and make sure I go to sleep, and I took like 9 milligrams last night. And I guess that's what set it off. I don't know. Now, I also had played golf yesterday morning, and I used to have some problems from time to time with getting foot cramps at night when I lay down in bed. They're fine. You know, I'm sitting up watching TV or whatever. No problemo. But then I lay down to go to bed. Cramped up. And what is that stuff? I can't even remember. You know, the... I've mentioned it before, Moneypenny. It's a spray-on thing, and it makes the cramps go right away. I'll have to look it up. It really does work. But I got a cramp first in one foot. So I got to get up and put the stuff on for that. Then I lay back down, and I'm asleep for half an hour. There goes the other foot. So I got to get up again and put more stuff on the other foot. And I sleep for another half an hour. And then the other leg gets a cramp in the calf. So I got to put on more of this stuff. In the meantime, little Miss Megan down at my feet, you know, every time I get up and make her move. And then when I finally do get to sleep, I had a couple of really weird dreams. One of them was so bizarre, I can't even remember it. And the one that I can remember was even more bizarre. It was in the 1920s or 1930s, and I was a golfer on the tour with, you know, players like Bobby Jones and Walter Hagen and all those guys. But it had a really weird twist to it. I would play golf, and I'd play very well. I was playing, you know, with these big honchos. And then as soon as the golf match was over, I would go into a fugue state. Where did that come from? I don't even know, barely, what a fugue state is. And it was weird. And fortunately, when I get one of those going, I wake up. You know, okay, that's enough of that nonsense. Let's get on with it. And of course, by then it was time for another cramp anyway. So you have weird dreams like, do you have weird dreams like that, Moneypenny? Where, you know, as we mentioned earlier, The shrinks will tell you that it's stuff during the day that gets recycled in weird and twisted ways.
Yeah, I have strange dreams all the time.
Like?
I wake up knowing them and give me 30 minutes and I can't remember them anymore.
You know one that I have? Now I do remember the second one. I don't remember the specifics of it, but I remember it had, it's the same old dream of, you know, you're in school and you didn't do your homework. Or you're having a test in school and you haven't studied for it. Or, and I used to have this one all the time in television. You're on doing the newscast or sportscast or whatever, and all of a sudden they don't have any of the tapes, any of the video to play, so you're totally unprepared. It's the being unprepared dream. And it surfaces in all kinds of weird, strange ways.
Now, I've had the same dream over and over since I was 12 years old.
Really? Now, yeah. I don't get that.
It doesn't happen often. You know, maybe once every 6 months, maybe once a year. But as soon as it happens, it's okay. I've had this before.
Yeah. Well, I take that back because the one I do have is the unprepared for the situation dream. And strangely enough, when I was doing sports in Washington at Channel 7, it actually happened. They lost all the videotapes. So here I am for a 6-minute sportscast with no video to show. But, you know.
You talk a lot.
Yeah, with my native gift of gab, I just BS'd my way through it. I think I actually took, you know how in those days, now, of course, news anchors all have a little iPad that they have everything on. In those days, we had paper scripts. And I think I took the paper from the script and turned it over and, like, was drawing football plays on it. One of them was Herschel Walker scoring a touchdown for the New Jersey Generals. You know, and I actually drew, like a coach would draw up a play.
You had the X's and the O's.
I did, yeah. But they weren't quite as stylish, you know, as the real coaches do. But, you know, I was in a pinch. What am I going to do? Somebody has made social media threats towards some churches in the area, non-specific churches. This release from Kiana Holland, who is the PIO, the Public Information Officer for the Oconee County Sheriff's Office. The individual who made social media threats toward non-specific churches was located and interviewed extensively by the Oconee County Sheriff's Office and the FBI. All agencies agreed after studying the social media post that it did not rise to the level of criminal prosecution. It was just somebody being a jerk, apparently. There is no immediate danger to any church by this individual or his associates that has been uncovered. We would like to reiterate that churches, as they should at all times when services of any type are being held, continue to remain very vigilant during their services and church activities. We would like to thank all agencies involved for their quick and rapid response to these allegations from social media. The Oconee County Sheriff's Office takes all threats very seriously, and they will be investigated to the fullest extent whether the allegations rise to the level of prosecution or not. And we appreciate the public's cooperation and assistance with this matter. So apparently, nothing to see here. Move along. It was just somebody. I don't know if it was a kid, you know, because kids do stupid things. Certainly I did my share when I was a kid, and I suspect they do the same today. And with the availability of social media, somebody thinks, hey, this would be funny. You know, we'll put some churches threats against a church on there, see if we get a reaction to that. Yeah, you're going to get a reaction. In on the text line, Bobby, you do a great job of editing on the fly. You make my text messages sound better all the time. Thank you. Appreciate that. Hey, Bobby, muscle cramps can also be an indication that you are low on magnesium. I take a product called Natural Calm. Helps with sleep and no cramping. Bobby, 1920s makes perfect sense. That would be about the time that Nancy Pelosi would look good in lingerie. Trump, And I was so, Bobby, I heard a disturbing comment on a program outside of Washington when I was coming back from there. They said that there was a plot to kill President Trump, and I was so astonished by this and angry. How could they say that on the radio? Thought it was a liberal radio station, and they said there will be an attempt on his life. How can they do that? That is not good. Bobby Mack, sure, President Trump should release his tax returns, heavily redacted. Well, how about this, Ms. Botox? Nancy Palooka, you release your tax returns. You've never done it. And Chuck Schumer, too. All of you, release your tax returns. Hey, Bobby, eating bananas is good for the prevention of cramps from Mrs. Veronica L. Knack. Thank you, Veronica. Appreciate that. I usually do eat a banana on the golf course. It's good for that. Bobby, two separate messages for foot cramp remedies. Put a bar of Irish Spring soap under the fitted sheet where your feet usually are to keep feet from cramping. Bobby, was it called BioFreeze? No, I'll have to look it up. It's a product that came out of North Carolina, I think somewhere around Asheville. And it really is good. It really works. And it kind of took off. And now is available at drugstores and over-the-counter and all that stuff. Bobby, how many adult beverages did you consume before going to bed? Actually, none. You know, I drink very little. Very little. Bobby, 1920s. Huh? Nancy Pelosi was only in her 50s then. Yeah, boy, she looks good, though, doesn't she? Mm-hmm, what a babe. 14 before 4 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back. If you are one of those that is bugged by robocalls and by being tracked through every possible website that can sell your information to various companies of stuff you're looking at, there may be some good news on the way. That's next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. 3:50 now, 10 before 4 here on the Bobby Mack Show. In on the text line. Hey, Bob, today Rush said that liberals were having a cow. The liberal cows fart? Well, if they do, they're going to have a shortened life expectancy. Bobby, has Congress done anything they were elected to do? Get to work or quit and go home? Well, that's a great question. Now, this may be a step in the right direction. The Senate has overwhelmingly approved legislation designed to block those annoying robocalls. You probably feel about them the same way that I do. Like to be able to reach through the phone and strangle whoever's on the other end. Fox's Jared Halpern has more from Capitol Hill today.
Democrat Ed Markey and Republican John Thune teamed up on the TRACED Act, authorizing the FCC to slap penalties on callers flouting telemarketing rules. It won Senate approval 97-1.
They're not just a nuisance. Scammers use these calls to successfully prey on vulnerable populations like elderly Americans who are sometimes less technologically savvy.
The legislation would require service providers to adopt technology, enabling verification that incoming calls are legitimate. Similar legislation is being considered in the House. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
So we'll see what happens there. Meantime, on the legislative front, There is also a piece of legislation to stop tech companies. Are you listening? Google, Facebook, all the rest. To stop tech companies from tracking users online. And now the bill is finding new momentum as Congress seeks to crack down on big tech's privacy practices. By the way, you see today, Facebook announced in the last 6 months they have eliminated 3 billion with a B, as Carl Sagan would say, billions and billions. 3 billion phony Facebook accounts. Tuesday this week, Senator Josh Hawley, Republican, Missouri, unveiled a do-not-track bill with tough penalties for companies who break its protections, reviving a debate over whether users should be allowed to opt out of the tracking and data collection that comprise the core of many top tech companies' business models. Now, how they would enforce this, I have no idea. Efforts to create a do-not-track registry have hit roadblocks for more than a decade, but consumer advocates and tech industry critics say Hawley's bill could find more traction amid a larger backlash against these tech behemoths, including Google, Facebook, and Amazon. Gabriel Weinberg, the CEO and co-founder of privacy-oriented search engine DuckDuckGo, which I recommend. I use that, and I also have an AVG browser that has built-in non-tracking components to it. But DuckDuckGo will not track you where you go. Mr. Weinberg, the CEO of that company, told The Hill, Americans are more concerned about privacy issues than they were a decade ago. I don't know about that. I think we've all been concerned about this stuff for a long time. We know we have a diminishing expectation of privacy. When the first conversations about a do-not-track registry gained prominence, he said those efforts occurred before privacy became mainstream, pointing to a spate of highly public surveillance and privacy-related scandals over the past decade. Weinberg said there is pressure to pass something this year, I think, because there's a will from people to do something. DuckDuckGo earlier this month released a do-not-track proposal of its own, calling for legislation that would legally require websites to stop collecting data on users who opt out of certain kinds of non-essential tracking. The do-not-track registry would be modeled after the Federal Trade Commission's do-not-call list. Oh, great! Because we know how well that's worked, right? Which allows people to say no, they no longer want to receive telemarketing calls. Yeah. Well, then why am I still getting 10 telemarketing calls a day when I am on the do-not-call registry? He wondered aloud. Weinberg, the DuckDuckGo guy, said he was approached by Hawley's office, as well as a few other lawmakers, shortly after putting out the proposal, and supports the freshman Republican his bill. So we'll see. Hawley's bill breaks with DuckDuckGo's proposal on some points, but the basic idea is the same. It would allow Americans to opt out of companies collecting their data beyond what is necessary for those services to run, and companies would face steep penalties if they fail to respect that decision. Yeah, but who's going to police them? And how are they going to enforce it? Is it going to work with the same level of efficiency that the do-not-call list does? In on the text line, Bob, why is it so easy for our government to help other countries so quickly but hesitate on decisions to help and protect our own? Bobby, I believe an exorcism would work on Pelosi better than an intervention. She recently held up 2 fingers when explaining 3 examples. You mean like creepy Uncle Joe Biden? Yeah. The answer is a three-letter word, said Biden. J-O-B-S. Jobs. Three-letter word. Okay, Joe.
Don't!
Hour number 1, the Bobby Mack Show, slipping on past. Oh, TheraWorks with an X. T-H-E-R-A-W-O-R-X. TheraWorks for the cramps. Works really good if you have foot and leg cramps. See you back with Hour 2.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.